We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otto time. We are just finishing off the Perek base in Shah Rachel Velea. In Matuk Bidvash, it's Daf Shin Pei Vav, Chilik base. And in the original edition, it's Daf Mem Ches Amud base. Okay, so we're in the middle of discussing various chilukim, the various relationships between Rachel Velea. And we're just trying to finish off this parak and start parak now. Now, so we're right here in the middle, really middle of a sugya here. Omnam, hasiva shnia, lama she'ama kosuv. All right, all these parak, this parak, also the next parak is dealing really with droshas, various psukim and all over the Tanakh, where is the sources for all these patsuf and so on and so forth. So we're in the middle of this again. Omnam, siva shnia, lama. Now, what is the reason why it says that Yaakov loved Rachel? Who move on? Right. I mean, the first reason. Let's just remind us that the first reason that Ariza gave because we saw that Leah was too high. She's midas on the backside. And Rachel is much lower. She's from the Chazal Limata. That's where Yaakov is. So he saw eye to eye Kiviyachol with Rachel, and Leah was just up and above. He had no sight of her really. Betzim. Now there's another reason, and he says, "Who move on b'mashe kosuv be'eiv, or ba'ad or skin for skin, v'kolish." Sorry, let's start again. All bad, all the kol ish, kol asher leish yiten be'ado menafsho, be'ad nafsho. Mean like this: that the sultan goes up to Kadosh Baruch Hu and he says that the Eibushter says, go and test out my dedicated son Kol Iyov, and you'll see he stands up, but don't take his nefesh, Pirush ki ha'ish hazeh huza. So api the drush of Patsufim, he's going to explain this pasuk. So what does it mean when the pasuk says Le'ish yiten b'ad nafsho? So he explains ish, that's za, that represents za in the pasuk. V'yesh lo shtei nashim she'em Le'a v'rachel, v'hine Le'a hi b'chinas or kemo she's ba'a. Le'a is b'chinas or leather, a'rachel hi nafsho mamish, but she is nafsho. Okay, za yiten oro ve'ad or Leah ba'avaso ota, in his love for her. Omnam yesh yitron le'rachel aleha ki kol asher le'ish aniska yiten ba'ad nafsho. He's going to give her all. She Rachel. One second. She Rachel ve'lo yaspik ba'oro belvad. So let me just explain the outside. It's a bit choppy, but let me put it together for you. So what is he saying exactly is that this is a representation of Zah's relationship between the two Pasuvim, between Leah and Rachel. When it comes to Leah, what does Zah give over to Leah? He gives over all. That's why we said last week that she is represented, Leah is represented by the Ritzuah. She has no Pashis for herself. She's only all. He gives her from his all to her all. But Masha Enkin, when it comes to the relationship between Zion and Rachel, he gives her mamish nefesh, means mochim. That's the maila. Oh, that's why it was Yahev, because he was giving him more. The more you give, the more you love. That's the way it goes. That's why he would give everything to her. Le'nafsho, that nafsho means to Rachel. V'hine, nevartam lama Lea nikra or v'rachel nefesh. Now he's going to explain to us. V'hine nu, kemosh is bayer, Leel, ki Rachel hi nukva miti de Zah. We know that Rachel is the emistical wife for Zah. Ve'i bas v'zuvugo mamish, and she's mamish's wife. Lefi shehi bechlal ha'esed nikud as a kololi v'olam atzilus. We know that the esed nikud came off Atzilus from the Enayim Da'ak, which represented the creation of Atzilus, and the last seven were the last six were of that, the ten were Zah, and the last Sfira was Nukva. So she came, she was part and parcel, she was all through Zah the whole way through. V'hi malchus ha'achron shebehem, aval Leah Ikrahim achorem de ima shenoflu sham lemata bemokom hazah ve'einena isha v'zah. Leah's different. Leah wasn't really part of the Zayin Tachtonim, but rather she was actually part of Ima. The Achraim, the Ima fell down, and that created Leah. More specifically, the Malchus of the Ima, of the Achraim, the Ima created Leah. Therefore, she's not the wife of Zah. She wasn't part and parcel of Zah from the beginning. She's just parenthetically the wife of Zah because she stuck to Zah. She stuck to the back of Zah. אבל רחל היא נפשו כי המלכוס היה נפש וזה הוא הרוח, הרוח כנות. We know that in different levels we can מערך בדרך ערכין the different parts of and different spheres in different ways, we can call them different things, and therefore we can call מלכוס נפש, that's 100% acceptable, and if we're going to call נפש the מלכוס נפש, we can call זה the רוח, and therefore we see the hand in hand. On yeshtam acher, there's another reason why we call Leah Or. Ki hine mokom Leah hu lemala b'mokom oot astumim. We know again many times we've repeated this, that the ima or tvuna comes into za. Well, I'm talking about the middle calf, anyways. The yesod of tvuna comes into the middle calf of za, just stops by the chazer. So anything up and above the chazer is all called stumim because everything is sosum in the yisod of tuna. That's what he calls the mokum ha'oyres estumin. Shari yisod ima megi ad chazer. V'lachena ara shela eno ela v'chinas or kemuvat leino v'inan surat dalet the keshen tefillin shel rosh shel leah v'eno rak v'chinas or. So when the shefa comes out from the yisod of ima, which is in zah, it comes out only a ha'ora. That ha'ora has to break through the yisod of ima, then has to break through zah's or, and then that's really filtering out and diluting the shefa that Leah is receiving. That's called the ha'ora of or. Aval Rachel he tefila shel yad. Yesh bo or abatim de'aya ve'gam amorchim mamish besod parshios ve'ayin sham. That's a big difference. Big nafkamina. Ve'ine bekitzur ki Leah kineged amokam kisur shel ha'orot. Again, Leah is going to be where ima's oros are covered over. Overes ha'ara mu'etes derech or za v'luchutz Leah min amorchim shelo. It's going to go through ima, through za into her. Ve'lo min amorchim atzmam ela melavushim akirim shelahem. She's not even actually getting from the oros which are in ima, rather what's called the levushim of the kelim, or the levushim and the kelim of the mochim. Well, it's not really the mochim; it's actually of the kelim. It's more precise. Yeah, I know, but it's sort of the same thing. There's not 10 different things. There's not mochim, levushim, and kelim. We don't find such a thing.
Yeah.
There's mochim and kelim.
Yeah.
So either you can call it Levusha Morchim or Levusha Kelim. It's not three things.
Levusha Kelim. Kelim meaning Morchim?
What? She's not receiving Morchim whatsoever.
Yeah. Only Levushim?
Yeah. The Luvi, the Levushim are usually called Kelim.
Yeah, okay. Right. So all Levush Shel Morchim or Kelim Shel Morchim?
Yeah. She'en Nai De'ima. That is considered to be the Nai De'ima. Right, because the nai the ema is that the only thing goes into zah. But chen irmezit bedali the keshet of tefillin shel shel rosh, because there's no parshias there. It's only pure or she dala ve'ania. The dala represents the dala ania aspect. O mashlo kacha suas dala kineged dalat mochim. Elu rak ha'or be'alma derech os. Even though she's receiving a dala, that's dala mochim and mochim avina chazon dala gvul zah. But that's only get right. That's only a diluted form of shefa. The inin or with the ayin, who derech who al derech shbiranu va'achar ori nikfuzoi. So the Eov says, achar ori. That's what he got inflicted, and so on and so forth. The nikfuzoi. So we're going to see the dosh is not like the parshul pshat in the gemar in the posuk, and he's going to explain. Because the loshen nikfu kofu is sort of the loshen hakor, so we're going to see how that works. Or misba hakor sehem who keminin or, and when they bash into each other, they make the meaning of or. How much is meaning or, David? It is 276. That's the all. Okay? Now, we don't know what Bracha was talking about. The next paragraph is going to explain. What's his Ikar? What's his 276? He explains. We know that, we said this many times, the Nai de Abba, when it comes into Zah, is always Maluvish in the Nai de Ima. Abba ve'ima hem shtem ot yod rishonos de Havaya Hashem Yud Kei. So Abba is represented always by Yud of the Havaya, and Ima is represented by the Hid Havaya. Umakim ze beze, in order to produce a Vlad, they hit each other. It's hakoz loshen havla zivu. Abba penimi be'ima shehi chitzonis. Right, Abba's inside of Ima. So he's inside, she's outside, so then there's a hakar, and therefore his ha'olam goes out. Now where's yudvav dalit come? Because if you make the miluy of yud is yudvav dalit, you make the miluy of hey is hey aleph. So therefore the hakar would be 20 times 6. Yudvav dalit is 20 and k aleph is 6. So what's 20 times 6? Kuf Chaf, he works it out. Here's 120. Now, Achakach Makim Gam Es Gam Ken Es Ora Orot Ima He Aleph Bevav Aleph Vav. Because the next letter in the Havai, we did the Yud, which is Yud Vav Dalet. The next letter that was Hey Aleph. Now the Hey Aleph now is going to do a Hakot to the next letter, which is the Vav. How do you spell Vav? There's multiple ways you can spell Vav. Bemiloy, the way spelling over here is Vav Aleph Vav, which is 13. So it's going to be 6 times 13, Shuhu Zah, because Vav represents Zah, because Abba is hitting it to Ima, Ima is hitting it to Zah, that's where it's going. Letzet v'chutz, in order to give Hashpo outwards to Zah, and that comes out, 6 times 13 is the Gematria of 78. We're not finished. Achigav Orot Vav Aleph Vav, which we just now is going to go, hit into the last letter of the Havai, which is the Hey spelled Hey Aleph, again. So that's 13 times 6, again. Shuhu Zah, that means Zah is doing a hakor bileya chitzoyna hi gematria ein ches. Therefore, v'sachakol v'ene kol orot heim v'sach gematria reish ein vav k'minan or. And therefore, we saw Baruch Shem very nicely the way Abba gave his shef over to Ima, Ima gave over to Zah, Zah gave over the shef over to Leva. What type of Leva? What type of shef? He gave 276, which is gematria or. That's the Indian of the pasuk of or be'ad or. The Zah is giving his all, his 276 shefa into her all. Hare ech Leah bebechinas orosea hem k'minyan or. She's gematria or. The yote der or Zah, it comes through by the or. Veze she'ama or be'ad or ki or anikra Leah overet ha'arotza derech or Zah. Right. Aber Rachel, he can get or to Megulim. Megulim meaning, because as soon as Ima or Tvuna finishes the Yesod by the Chazin Zah, all the Shefa that comes out from there is Megulim. That's the epitome of the Das Gvur, because Leah and any Nukvi, Patsuf Nukvi, receive Gvurot. So where is she going to get Gvurot? Chasani Das. And Gvozdas shoot kamash kit the das, it means it emanates from the das. So she's gonna receive the essence of that, meaning they won't be diluted going through the sod, the ima, because it's already mokim golan. V'chein b'shar mochim eino nitnim la ela b'chines mochim mamish, and as well the shar mochim, not only she's receiving mochim, she's not only receiving gvur, she's also receiving mochim. Venimsa ki kol mash yesh leza yesh leracha. Come to us that Zah receives chasadin das gvoz das and mochim. That's a completion of chabad. Rachel is also receiving chabad. Therefore, zeu kol asher leish. That's what the pasuk says. Kol asher leish. That means everything that the ish has, which is Zah. That means he has chabad. Kavayidat ish rochel nikra nefesh v'za nikra ruach. He's going to give to his nafsho everything that he has. I mean, all the mochim he's going to give it to nefesh, which is rochel. Gam uchol lomar ki shtei pami mo'or nizkar kan. A little bit of a different shot of what he's saying now. What does it say? The posik says or be'ad or. So could we touch the zoi? Originally we touched up Zah is giving from his all into Leah's all. Now we're saying that two alls represents Leah and Rachel. גם נכון לומר ששתי פעמים אור הנזקה קם הם לאה ורחל, שגם רחל הראתה עובר דרך אור זה לחוץ, וכוון את הפוסק לומר כי שתיים הם בחינס אור, בואו זה מאור, והם שווים בזויס בחינס שערה שתיים יוצא דרך אור זה. Because what's the only common denominality that they have between them is that Leah is receiving from the Or of Zah, and Rachel is also receiving from the Or of Zah. You can't exclude it from that. So therefore, on that level, they're shopping. Ach, im kol ze yitron yesh Leah be Leah. No, yesh yitron. Im kol ze yitron yesh le Rachel me Leah ki kol asher le ish Zah. So that's going to stay the same. The end of the pasuk, kol esher ish, that everything that he has, he's going to give that over to Rachel specifically. Okay. Now zolinen kizay shneimal. This word says in the pasuk v'yehav Yaakov, v'yehav Yaakov, shu ohev za leRachel yotim elia. Right, that he loves Rachel more. Za prefers Leah, Rachel over Leah. Kilezu noten mochim mamish, because in arrive at that is that he's giving more mochim, or forget. In fact, he gives mochim, the reason why the Abba is there. But Zu ara bilvad, and then Zu, Leah only receives a ha'ogah ba'alma. Ava pisha kifi emes ikosu medaber bezah. Now, he's asking a question as follows. Now, even though the whole, all we've been mentioning is za, 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 the problem is, the Pasuk says Yaakov. Now Zah is not Yaakov. That's his problem over here. Yehev Yisrael is Leah. It should say, the pasuk should actually say, so Yisrael loved Leah, not Yaakov. Ki Zah hu Yisrael. Ve'ein ali Yaakov ki niska Leah. So we have a bit of a problem. There is a bit of a problem fitting his pshat in the words of the pasuk. But he's going to answer this. Aval inenu b'ma she'nemar b'siba lama she'omu chazar she'Yaakov hu abchir Yaakov. Now why does the Chazar tell us that Yaakov was b'chir she'be'ofis v'tamhu ki hinei b'tchila hayel Yaakov v'sod Yaakov v'nas me'achorim de'abam shu'o elyon me'od. Where does Yaakov come from? Pasuk Yaakov comes from the achorim of Abba. ולא די לזה אלא שמאחר כך על ידי מסב על העוד ונמשכה לו נרשום מזה ממש. He actually grew, imagine that, teleplot, הנקרא ישראל. He jumped a level from being a small part of מחזה לטאטה of זה into ממש ישראל, which is the big זונה גדול, which is זה. לפעמים משתמש בסוד יעקב, לפעמים בסוד ישראל. Depends really on his level. Actually, it depends on us. When we're in Katnus, then he reduces his size to Yaakov. When we're in Gadlus, then he jumps up to the stage of Yisrael. It's amazing. לכן הקורא אויסו יעקב אינו ובעשה לסיב הנזכרת. אך אברהם ויתרק הם בחינת חסודים וגבורס דזה. They, Avram and Yitzhak, are b'chinas the chasodim and the gvuos de zah, v'hem b'chinas p'chot yiz de zah. They're only a p'chat in zah. V'eino parts of gomo levad, v'lechei nikre Yaakov b'chir sheba'ovos, because he's a parts of gomo, ma'ashenke, Avram and Yitzhak are not parts of gomo. Hear that? That Yaakov was head and shoulders above Avram and Yitzhak, and the simple thing is not really strange because they worked on it. They were able to misak in the patsufim before him in order that he should be head and shoulders above them. That was good for the tachlis. V'gam lachein akorel le'Avram Avram over be'aseh. So why should we fakesh? Since we're saying the bechir should be over is Yaakov. So why does he have no issa in his in changing it by us calling him different names? And by Avram, it should be forget. He's not the bechir. So why is there a problem? Why are you over baaseh? And he says she always says she toisef. But Avram, he bechinas he chasodim. Because gufa, the hey that we added, that the Eishta added to the name of Avram, is to indicate this inyan of the he chasodim. That's his makor. That's his roots. Shelo oilam einam mishtanim. Because he never changes, he stays in the bechin of the chasan din das. Onam bechin as part of Israel or Yaakov mishtanim kifiyaz zmanim. Like I said, Zmanim Begadlus, Zmanim Kafnas. In English, Gam Koso Ve'yehav Yaakov, Efshem Shemidav Bizad. Therefore, it's not a steal. Even though we're calling it Yaakov, but really we're referring to the parts of Zan, not the parts of Yaakov. Shigamu Be'yois Besod Vak Levan, because we can have a situation of Zah, which is a Vak, right? When he's born, when he's coming to the preliminary stages, he's a Vak to start off. Therefore, he's at the same level of Yaakov, so he's a sort of a Yaakov. Then when he grows, then he's Yisrael. Now, v'zeh shomah kosuv lo Yaakov yamer od shimcha ki'im Yisrael. This is another pshat in the pasuk that we're not going to call his name Yaakov, but rather we're going to call him Yisrael. Pirush. Shvikatnuza yesh lo mochim dekatzus. We know the kaf is over when we did the drush on the kavanah. So Pesach, we saw this clearly. When kaf is always you see it identified as Elokim. That signifies the kafna stage. And as well, you can identify that in katnus, the pasuk only has two moichim, two brains. I mean, the right brain, left brain. That means chokhmah bina. Shekosen ein bo das, but there's no das. Shu moichim ashlishi rak chokhmah bina. Shem shtei shemos Elokim. And those, if you take the gematria of Elokim, is the gematria of Yaakov. Now, the truth is, it's not 100%. You have to add the 10 letters of both names. Elokim is 5 letters. 2 of those is 10 letters. Plus 86 times 2 is going to come out to the gematria of Yaakov. Okay, that signifies that Yaakov is bizman katas or bizman gadlus, so as nikra Yisrael. Lefishi nichnasim amochim de gadlus v'dorchim amochim de katas lemata keniska la'el. That's in Shach Chafbeis Be'agimel. There we saw the whole inan of by kavanas, by when the gadlus comes in, the katas is pushed down. Right, it's not the inan, not the time now to explain this. V'zish alma kisarisi im Elokim kishore imahem v'yochol. That means that the katnus that Yaakov at the state of katnus, he was able to battle with this katnus and to push them lemata. Those are the stages of Yaakov. It starts by Yaakov, which was really the vak of Zah, and he also has the stage of Yisrael. Okay, very good. So that's Messiah. That Perek. Let's continue now on Perek Gimel. Shah Rachel Velea Perek Gimel. It's in Shin Tzalihei in Matuk Vidvash, and in the original editions Mem Ches Amud Beis. Now we're going to see the strong connection that they have between them. The Rachel, the boy is Boru, come up Sukim, become a Mamri Rabbeinu, Zichronam Livracha, Vena Rabbeinu, Zichronam Livracha, Amur Aposuk, State in the Posuk of Mishne Chaf Beis Dalit, Ekev Anova, Yiras Hashem. Again, we're going to find a full of Sukim over here. Ekev Anova, Yiras Hashem. Now, what does that mean? Now, what does this mean? Now, the Gemara, it's Yerushalmi actually. It's Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. It's also Medrash Shir Shirim. That says as follows. Ma she'asta yira atora le'irusha, asta anova ekev le'sandal. The Beis Lechem Yehuda points out over here, it's not really mamish, the Lashon, I didn't look up the Yerushalmi, but he's looked up the Yerushalmi in other places, and he found the Lashon, he doesn't find this Lashon, rather the Lashon he found, she asked the Chochma Yira, ma she asked the Chochma Yira atara lirosha, asked the Anova Ekev. See, adds in the Lashon of Chochma, it's not really in the Lashon of Yira. Yeah, sorry, I should read that again. She asked the Chochma atara lirosha, what Chochma becomes the atara lirosha, asked the Anova Ekev lisanda. Anova becomes the Ekev. We'll explain. Pirush of the Vogim. Kishti Noshim Eile Zah. As we know, Zah's two wives. Shem Leah V'Rachel. Ve'em Nikoim Anova V'Yira. That's the connection of the Pasuk. So Anova is Leah, and Yira is Rachel. Now, אמנם רחל היא נקרא יראת השם, כמו שאמר הכסף, ראשית חוכמה יראת השם, שהיא ראשית כל הספירות מתת לעילה, ופסח לכולם, ופסח לכולם. She is one. רחל is מלכוס. רחל is מלכוס, and she is ראשית לחוכמה. ראשית, so let's read again. ראשית חוכמה יראת השם, שהיא ראשית כל הספירות מתת לעילה. והיא פסח לכולם. היא פסח לכולם. Now it's a bit difficult to understand this because he's saying that he פסח לכולם. Again, we're talking about חוכמה. Reshis חוכמה, יראת השם. That's רחל. But what's the connection between חוכמה and מלכוס? David, you have חוכמה up here, and then you have מלכוס down here. What's the connection between them? How can one be a פסח for לכולם? The pshat is as follows. That when we're talking about chokhma, it doesn't mean the spheres of chokhma. We're talking about the world of atzilus. Now, why do I say that? Because if you take the four worlds, atzilus, bria, yitzia, and asiya, each one is connected to a different sphere. So chokhma is connected to atzilus. Then you have bria, which is connected to bina, right? And then yitzia is connected to za. The vav spheres, and the last one is malchus. So therefore, when we're looking at a chokhma, which is bechlolus yetzira, then I can say the malchus is the pesach to that. The malchus is the pesach from bria into atzilus, is the pesach in order to jump into that. That's the pesach to the chokhma.
Chokhma is atzilus, yeah.
Yeah. So the Pesach, yeah, the Malchus de Atzilus is the Pesach
from Bria to Atzilus.
Yeah, which is the Chochmah. So therefore, it's not still to say it's the Pesach to Chochmah. Okay, right. Vehi nikra Eshes Chayil Yiras Hashem. That Rochel is considered to be Eshes Chayil Yiras Hashem. Shu sod samti kad kad shimshol tzayich. Vehi gematria chayil. Now remember, we did this already in Shamoch and Perek Aleph. Let me just remind you what we said over there. That we know that Chesed is a gematria of Ab. Ab is a Shefa, 72, right? Chesed is 72, right, David? 72, and Ab 72. So therefore, every Chesed, every Sfira that means Chesed, Gvoa, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, are receive one Chesed. Okay. Now let's discuss Tiferet. Tiferet receives a Chesed. Tiferes, we know this is Perek Elyon, Perek Himsoh, Perek Tachton. Now we know that Rochel is on the Shnei Shlishim Tachtonim of Zah. Right? Her Kes is Keneged the Shnei Shlish Tachtonim of Zah. Like that. Okay? Right by his chest, two thirds down. Now, if you divide 72 by 3, that's 24. That's Kad Kad. So she receives Kad Kad from Zah. Okay? That's Pshat Samti. Kad kad shimshu sayich, and that kad kad, which is 48, is the gematria of chayil. That's why she's called eshes chayil. Right. Aval Leah nika anova. Leah is considered to be anova. Lefishhi lemale ba'achor reisha deza. So she's hidden away. And the noda shanova niker ba'adam amashvul rosha kofefe v'kofefo lemato v'negel pnei adam. By the head, you see the anova by the head. She's by the head. She's folding. She's falling overhead. Mipnei an antunuso shebo, because of the anovis anova shebo v'nichna lifnei mi shegodol mimenu. Now, v'zeh sod posuk va'ish Moshe onav me'od. Posuk says in Bamidbar that Moshe Rabbeinu was onav me'od. Ki nizbah etzleinu b'mokom acher she'Moshe lakach et tzipor. We know that Moshe took as a wife tzipora. V'achetz me'arba b'chinas she'yesh b'leia she'kulam nikraim Leia al shema. That's one of the four layers. V'achetz me'em tzipora. She gam ken omedes lemale keneged das dizah. Ve'arim izbar lecha ech mosh lakach mida nova eliona. Wow. As follows. You have to understand there's four layers. Let me explain to you who the four layers are.
Why do you have it already?
What?
We
spoke about the four layers, yes. I don't know which Jewish was it. Yeah. We spoke about it. Oh, yeah.
Back,
yeah. No. I think it was in.
In a kif?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no, it was Tanya Shakamos, yeah. Okay, I'll explain to you again. This is brought down Bikitzur here on Beis Lechem Yehuda. So I explain this. There are multiple hashpahs that are going through Zat. The first hashpah is called the Malchus de Abba. The Malchus de Abba is Mashpiyan to Zah, and because of that, this hashpah creates first layer. Okay? That creates the first layer. Now, Ima also has a Malchus, but that's Malchus de Abba. Malchus de Abba does not give kibbutz to Zah. Zah doesn't receive anything from Malchus.
Who's the letter of Shalak Avodas Pesach?
Could be? I don't remember. Now, so the Malchus de Abba gives over Shefa to Zah, but only Letzorach Leah. That creates the first layer. The Malchus de Mi'ima creates the second layer. Then you have the Ha'ora, as a lower level of the Malchus de Abba, which then gives over another layer, creates another layer. And that's, by the way, that's Eshet Moshe, that's Tzipora. She's Taker Neshama, the Shosha of the Tzipora's Neshama is from Leah Gimel, from the Ha'ara of the Malchus,
the Abba.
And then you have the Ha'ara that comes from the Malchus, the Imam.
That's the main Leah.
That's the main Leah, that's right. This is the main Leah. She's the Machmetzitz, right? She goes inside the Zamrin.
Yes,
so we have the three layers inside and the one layer outside. So the Ha'ara of the Malchus, the Ima, she's the one that goes out. She's the Eshet Chalav. She's the Ikris. She's the Eshet Chalav. Now, right, she's the Iker layer of Zam. That's the one else. That's the one we speak about. So therefore, where is Leah? She's by the Das. She's by the Das Deza. She's by the Das Deza. That means suppose by the Das Deza. Das Deza. Now with that Agdama, let's read that word, let's read that paragraph again. We'll try to well understand it better. This is what the Pasuk says. Ve'ish Moshe olav ba'od ki nizvah etzleinu b'mokam achas she'Moshe lakach et tzipor ve'yachas me'arba b'chinos yesh b'leah ve'kulam nikram leah al shema. Each one, four different layers, we explain where they come from, and the third one ve'achas me'em tzipor she gamkem omedes l'mala k'neged das tzah. Because not, what's gamkem? That means not only does Moshe Rabbeinu shorosh neshama comes from the Das Tzah, she also comes from Das Tzah again, but for coughing away, because it's the Ha'ora of the Malchus of Abba which is coming in and going back up and redirecting the Shefa, which then creates this this third layer, okay, which is going to land up by the Das Tzah. And this explains how he received this tremendous valuable midah called anova, because he was attached to the Das Tzah, which is where Tzipora, which is Taka, the source of the anova, which was all there. Aval Rachel, he tachtona ketana nikra yos Hashem. Zutrasi hi ligabi Moshe. That's it's a small thing for Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a small thing. Besod shema gedoyla Leah v'shema ketana Rachel. Right? She's tall. She's above, and Rachel's below. V'zish omo Chazal al apostle. This was the Chazal. This is the brachos of Lama Gimel Mubeis al apostle. Ve'ata Yisrael Mashem Elokecha Yishol Mi'imach Ki'im Li'ira. It's Hashem Elokecha, right? Oisa, right? That what does Hashem ask you only to be Yira? Fek the Gemara Otu Yira Milsa Zutusihi. Is Yira Hashem a small thing? It's a big thing. What do you mean? That's all. Ki'im. What's Mishah Ki'im? The Gemara answers that for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Taki Zutusihi. That's how he starts off. That's that. Why? Because he was on such a level that he was able to be yearning from this source of another. Kvarayz ba'yileh shalei yotzei me'ara malchus de'ima amitlabesh v'zah besod mochem. Remember, so we have two parts of the malchus, the tzvuna, which is coming into zah. We have the chitzonis part that fell outside, that was the achraim that broke, and we have the panimis which is coming in now. Shas tikun, the malchus is coming inside, giving shefa into zah. The malchus, which then connects with the penimis of the malchus, connects with the chitzonis of the malchus, and elevates it back up right by the das, the zam. Omnam the naishala nasim levushim leshlosha bochim chabad deza. Omnam malchus de ima eno meshameshes leza klav. She the zad is not nene. He's only nene from the nai the tuvuna. V'zeh so meshomu rabaseinu zichron livochan. This is chagiga daf yud beis amud beis. Ale inyan hashever rikim. This is very much to do with the zayin merikim. Asher tachton hu vilon. Remember the Gemara says there that there's different names. There's vilon, rakia, and different names for them. The first one, the seventh one, the closest one to us, is the Omu Vilon Eina Meshamish Klum. The Gemara says, Ela Motzi Arvis Nichta Shachas. That's the Loshon Gemara. Now, what does that mean? He's going to explain. Now, this Vilon, by the way, has to do with the Malchus of Tfuna coming down. The Ininu, Kiarikia Ashishi. That's the seventh one is the lowest level, right? That's called Vilon. Now, the sixth one, which is above it, that's called Rikia. Anika Rikia Stam. Ashebo Kovim Cham, that's where you see the sun, the moon, Levon, Kochavim, Mazolus, all those things are all in the sixth layer, the sixth Rikia. Kimosh Omer Obzeinu Livoacha, Hine Hu, Bechinas Yesod Ditvun. Because if the seventh level is the Malchus, right? Then the sixth level is Yesod. That's the Yesod, that's the Rikia. Shunika Rikia Bekol Mokom, that's the sky. For who Zayin Zeira, because the Yesod is compared to a small Zayin, a Vav, oh. Vav Zeira is considered to be a Yesod is a Vav Zeira. Tifer is a Vav Gdoila. The Yesod Notishamayim Kariya. Yeah. Now, Ubo Kovim Chama VeLevana VeKochavim Mazalos. Let's continue showing the Gemara. The Gemara says on there this Koveh in this. Six Rakia, six heaven, is the moon, the sun, and the stars, and the mazolas. The fish kol ha'oros kulam yosis misham kenodem, because all the ha'oros, all the oil, comes out from that different place. Ki chama v'levena levana hu zan shehem zun, they are zun. Vem kovim bo misham hem yonkim. Ze mechasadim, the za takes the chasadim himself. Veze the miznukva megvurot ve'omdim v'datz. Okay, so you just imagine we're looking at this huge sky. We're looking at the sky with the sun and the moon and all that. That's da zavin nukva. What are they doing up there? Being yearning from the yesod of iman, which is up there. V'chen kochavim em b'chinas chasadim yotzim yisham v'noflim l'toch yesod za kenoda. We know that the Rita explains to us that the chasadim come from tvuna, they open up by the yesod, they come dropping down very fast into the yesod of zam umakim sham b'koach, and they hit the chasadim didas, hit into the gvos didas, this whole process there's umitzfazrim enasim nitzutzid dakim, and they make all these sparks. That's the yesod of kochavim. Hem sod kochavim meirav. It says sod matzdike rabim ke kochavim lo'olam va'etz. Ki matzdike rabim shrosham yesod anikra tzadik. Vehem mekabelim ha'ora kochavim shel chasadim shebetoch yesod meirim kemoisam. So these matzdike, these mezake rabim, they receive this koach, special chesed called the chasadim, from the yesod directly. Now, so far explained the Chaman Levon, which is Zav and Nukva. The Kochovim are this explosion between the what happens out of the Hakko. What are these Mazolos? What's the source? Hem, the Kavos, Vehem, Nitzutzis, Nasim, Yesod. Menifilos, Gvuros, Gam, Em, Lemala. Ad, Yesod, Zav. So before we spoke about the chasadim bashing in and making all these nitzutzim, now we're talking about the gvuos banging in. Mazolus is loshon and nekeva, and gvuos is always goes to the nekeva, and that's what says Rav Chaim. That's the yesod of the mazolus. V'ina malchus etvuna hu nika vilon ve'enu mishamesh klum lezayin. He's repeating himself that the malchus of tvuna, which is the last of the heavens, that which is called Vilon, is not beneficial to Zah whatsoever. It's all the tzorch of the Nukva. Omnam Meir HaRosa Umitzi Lachutz. He just Meir, so passes the Shefa from inside of him outside. Letzorch Leir, Shomer Zmechutz Leir, Lezah. ואם כן, אחר שלא יוצא מבחינת מלכות זה של תבונה, אשר היא בחינת עטרס יסוד שבא כנודה. וזוכר זה, that what's happening is that the malchus again is going right inside of Zah, and it's protruding, this ha'or is protruding through Zah and hitting Leah, which is also from the malchus chitzen of Tvuna. In came Nitza ki mekoy ma, that means the malchus of Tvuna, he bedas de Zah. Because remember, Leah goes all the way up to the Das. So the malchus originally comes into the Das de Zah, and then sends the Arav back out. Ki sha mekoy ma ikris. וגם ליה יוצץ מהרוסה מוכרח הוא שמשם יצחיל שהוא כמו so therefore it makes sense why ליה should start from there, that's where all the others come מקצה שבד of ליה עד למטה את חזה כניסקה, she's going to start from the her kest is going to start from the das all the way down to the חזה. ואומנם רחל מתחיל הכסף שלו מחזה ולמטה ציום רגלי זר ממש כניס כאלה אל באופן כי סיום רגלי ועקבי ליה משם מסחיל כסף רחל למטה מרגלי ליה. That means it comes out the legs of ליה come all the way down to the chest, and that's exactly where the כסף of רחל will start. וזה שאומר רב עשינו זיכרונם לברכה מה שעשת ענובה שהיא ליה. It's going back to the original pasuk, right? That wherever what did the ענובה make for ליה is the ekev lisandala. Ekev sandala. So lama ragleya, that means that the ענובה of ליה, particularly we're speaking about her heels as her shoes, which are her feet. Asta yira shehi rachel. It goes in and makes the rachel means it's that Torah lerosha kinizka. It's going to make the crown. That means her heels of Leah are going to make the crowns for rachel. He's going to explain what that means exactly and how that works. Aval tzor biul v'tzor adayim biul. Aval adayim tzor biul. Ki miloshan roseinu nire sha'ekev atzmo da'anova nase itcha. התורה לירה ולא אמרו שהתורה לירה היא תחס עקב הנובה. A bit of a confusion over here. It seems to be that he starts telling us that what's happening is that it's one on top of the other. The ekev, the feet of Rachel are just posed like this, and then you have the start of the of the kes of Rachel. But it's not mashma from the posuk. The posuk mashma that the ekev actually go into her head and create the keser, not into him, but actually creates the keser of Rachel. So which one? Is it like two houses or two floors, one on top, or actually there's a havlah, there's a halbosh between them? That's his problem. That's his problem. And explains a bit further. Lachen tzor levari inu yoytze beprotus, ki hine, kifi anizka le'el nimsa, ki mirosh ketz deleya atzium ragle Rachel, hem shevatzvils das chagat nai. So Leah, what is she? She has a das chesed gvur tifel netzahod yesod ki amalchus deza hi atzma shorish rachel kenoda me'arui aya shestei noshim elu achas ahuva rachel v'achas senua Leah lo yochol lehasir chelek senua ba'ovo ahuvo ki achelek kechelek. Sorry? כי חיל וחלק יאכלו שתיהם ויורשו מוקום בעליהם זה שווה ושווה ותיקח לה 13 ספירות וחצי שהם עד sorry, שהם דעס חסק גבוה וחצי אליון לתפרס ורוכל תיקח מחצי תפרס ולמטה ציום יסוד 13 ספירות וחצי אחרת. It means like this. Zah, what does he have? Again, where is the position of Leah start from the das of Zah until the chazim? And then Rachel starts off from the chazah all the way down to the feet. That means in spheres. How many spheres does that cover? It covers the das of Zah, chesed gvur tifel netzah hod yesod. Right?
Seven.
There's no malchus because that's already the next part. So therefore that's seven altogether. If there are two parts of him, it would be only fair to say we'll split them. She takes 3.5 and he takes 3.5, right? Leah takes 3.5. But that's not the way it goes. She takes chesed, Leah takes das, chesed gvura, she takes das, chesed, gvura, and part of Tiferes, and she only takes the other part of Tiferes, Netzachot. Netzachot. Let's see that again. Kichel kichel yochlu v'yoshu mokam elyon.
No, because Leah takes only one third of that, of Tiferes.
Yeah.
And Rachel takes two thirds.
So she's taking less. Leah's taking less, yeah. Right? She's taking less, and Leah and Rachel is taking more. So the question is, it's not fair. They should share the Tiferes in half.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Omnam in a double king. It's not true. Ki Ella.
That's a question.
No,
it's not half half, but
right. You cannot. That's right. You cannot split Tiferes in half. Can't do that.
Yeah.
The question was, let's split it in half to make it equal. But you can't do that. The Malach is clear, right? Before he's telling us that she took less than her, Leah took less than Rachel, and it should be they should split Tiferes in half. He said you can't do that. Ella Leah has to take shlish. She has to take the shlish elyon. Tiferes za adchaze. Ach Rachel lokach shnei shlishim tachtonim Tiferes za lekesa shela kines kaleil. V'sham nizba atamim rabim leze. V'ayechad mehem hu shebechaze nishlam yisod bina. ולכן משם למטה אורד החסדים הם גלויים בגילוי נבנז רחל באחורי זה כנזכר. The reason why we make a chilek in the Tiferes between the one third and then two thirds, because that's where the yesod of the ima, when it comes in, it stops there. That's more from Chutze, and then מכאן להבוא from the Chazer down, that's more גילוי. So there are two different bechinas. Right? Leah will take the Mechuse chilek and Rachel will take the Megula chilek. והנה בזה Tiyena Tzorot Zulus, so therefore they're going to be next to each other. V'tipol b'neihem kina al davazeh, because now they're sharing and they're sort of battling over this Tiferes. She only gets a third, she gets two thirds. V'chein ma'asa amatzi l'aliyon. What did he do in order to save the situation here? We don't want two sisters fighting, right, David? We don't want two sisters fighting. So therefore, asa ba'ofen shishlish elyon, the Tiferes yeh kula l'aliyah. ושליש התחתן כולו לרוכל, אין זו מק באונדריז, אבל שליש האמצעי יהיו שתי אחיוס משתמשוס בו ושובר. So we're going to allow them both to use that middle חלק of Tiferes. ויהיה ברשות ששוטרוס שתיהם, כי לא מה שיחלוק שליש האמצעי לשני חלוקים מהם. So we can't say we're going to make clear boundaries. She's going to take the top, Leah's going to take top third in half of the middle part, the perek and tzor of Tiferes, and Rachel should take the perek, the other perek tachton of the perek and tzor of Tiferes and the bottom part. That we can't do. Ki kulo b'chinas achas, you can't split something in half where there's no half. Aber yeh kesed Rachel ole ad sham v'ragle lea yodim ad sham. They're all going to go and mix Mishraim, as they say, in the Perek and Tzorah Tiferet, with Labashin Raglaria, but talk Kesed Rachel, Kishur Kol Shlish and Tzoy Belval, Vare Shteyen Mishtam Shus Vobashove, Vize Sol Moshe Asta Anova, Yirat Hashem, that's the Anova, which is Leah, goes and makes the Kesed. Shem Raglaria, Mehem Atzmam Nasis a Kesed Rachel, she Yira. So if I were to ask you what creates the Kesed of Rachel, you'll tell me the legs of Leah. Omnam Dash, Yesh Pami Shalokach as Rachel, Kol Mokom Oysa Shlish. Sometimes she overwhelms Leah, and she actually takes over two Shlishim, then Raglaria, especially Mitoch a Kesed Shalom, she or Hazu. This all much move what's laying in the covenant's Kesed Shema. The Pasuk, Ve'avta Es Hashem Elokecha. Another pasuk of Dorosh now. Pasuk says, "Va'avta Hashem Elokecha." She tzor v'chaven latet shnei orish leRachel k'mien an ahav v'avta. Gematria avta is 414, if I'm not mistaken. Shehu gematria shnei pamim or. That's two pamim or. Rachel nika es. So it's like this, right? Every what's receiving zah is giving over shefa over to the pasuk. Now, even in his pasuf of his sphere of Tiferet, which is split into three parts, he's giving all. So he's giving three times all. All. Now, what's happening is that Rachel is going to receive two times all, because she's taking the Shnei Shlishim Tachtonim of Tiferet. two times all is the gematria ba'afta. So ahavta, remember, when you say the ahavta s, after the two shefas, s, kamoshis vayale kamam ve'inyan, mash omu razal, this is the Yerushalmi in Brochus Lev Peites of Halacha Hei, the eating, the gamin, ribuim here. Every time there's an s, we know, there's a ribuy, that's a shein bavli, but the shein is gamin, right? In Shami Shit, gum is also a ribu. Every time you see gum, 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 it's also a ribu. Shin Bavli? I remember seeing this one. Itim is always a ribu. Anyways, Shami says itim and gumim are ribuim. Vizu ve ahavta es. It's a loma. This is Pshat Nepasuk, according to Kabbalah. Shetehav le rochel anikra es. That means that the soul of the Pasuk is that the Zaz giving out two times the Shefa, two times all, which is Gematria of after, into Rochel, which is Ace. Because she takes Shlish.
But she always has one Shlish, so the Kavan is to add only one out of two.
What do you mean? Oh, there's nothing. We don't take on anything. Right now, she's zero. Rachel is zero. We're starting from zero. What are we giving over to her? Always two. Two at a time. Two at a time.
Before the Kavan, Rachel is one Shishtat.
No.
That is not it.
No. It's not a one plus another one. The Pshat is she receives two.
Mm.
She always receives two.
But she receives more than two.
What? No, only two. Only two shlish.
That's what you said as well, should we see?
Yeah, but we're talking about Tiferes right now.
Why?
What do you mean why?
Why not Tiferes? Why is coming with the Tiferes?
Because we're building a kesser here. When we're building a kesser, the Pasuk says, how do you build a kesser? Say v'av v'avta es.
Oh.
You're going to build a kesser.
The kesser is only Tiferes. Always. And the Gantz Tiferes kilu. So now, b'shaz v'avta, you may see to it.
Right. Now, Vizu after Ed, the Hotzi Meloshen Ahava, why are we using Loshen Ahava? It's interesting, but okay, the Gemara, but because the Pasuk says in Bereshis, Adera Veyehav Yaakov is Rochel. Because the Pasuk they usually use Loshen. Ki Ava Yesera hi, Shenotin Leah Chelig Yoise Leah, Shenotin La, sorry, Chelig Yoise gave to Rochel a Chelig more than Leah, Kinneskav, Emste Orosh Elu Kiminian Vafta. ועוד אלו הם בכלל שני שליש מתחתוני תפארת כניסקה ולפי ששליש העליון הוא מוקום הסיתו אבל אלו שני שלישים הם מוקום גילוי מאיר מחסודים ולכן ניקר אור that's why it's called אור והנה זה נסבר היטב לאל we saw this in שם מוכם פרק א' והנה כסף זה דרך again we're trying to build the כסף דרך all this we're speaking about that שהוא שני שלישים התפארת דזה Shem shtei pamim or ein sham besor v'samti kad shem susayich as we explained before. Aval leia hakesed shelo ein barak or echa kinizka sham be'orer v'nizbar. She only gets one. V'nimsa. This is sikum. Sheyesh shnei zmanim shelo kach zrachah v'shnei shlishim levad v'yesh lezman v'yesh zman ki shlish emtsoy b'shutfus. Af al pi shelo oilam hi shela. לא אלם הוא שלה, אם כל זה זמן שגם לאה מתלבש עם רגליה בכסף שלה, בתוך הממש שיעור זה באמצע בלבד, ואומנם לא אלם שיעור קיצרה היא שני שליש. So again, there's a time where they're sharing that space of the שליש and צוי, and there's a time where it's not. Okay, I think we'll stop it here, and Tashem will continue finishing up this prayer next week. Tashem. Okay, שכח.